group.
They came out strong in the first and set the tone, and I think we had to we had to step up our game. And I mean, we look back and we had chances. I mean, they were able to score on theirs, and we weren't able to score on ours. I mean, we had looks with the goalie down. We had a couple breakaways, and I think we capitalized on a few of those. It gives us a little bit of momentum, and it's a different game.
How different is it on the bench when there's 11 forwards and 7 defenses? How much does it screw things up a bit, if at all?
No, I don't think so. I don't know what's going on really in the forward end, but for the most part, it was a regular rotation, and it seemed like we had obviously full penalties with guys in the box. We went down to 6, and then for me, it was rotating a couple times with some other partners, but for the most part, it was our partners were the same.
Did you feel that your team has what it takes to be the likely?
I think besides our start, I don't think we played a bad game. We weren't ready. Like, I wouldn't say we weren't ready, but they came out and dictated the pace, and we needed up our game, and I thought we did. And like I said, we had a lot of chances, especially in that second period. I think we cleaned up our game, started playing harder, and we got our chances, but like I said, we weren't able to capitalize, and I think we do that. It's a different game.
Vasilevsky's won a bunch of games in a row against you guys. What makes him so good?
He competes hard, and there's never he's never out of it. Like I said, there's a couple times where I think he's down and he still makes a save. He's won a lot of games against a lot of different teams, so I think he's like I said, he's a good goalie, and we weren't able to beat him tonight.